As you know, we are going to more and more schools this year as part of Essex 2020, which is a celebration of science and creativity. Find out more on essex2020.com and get in touch if you'd like us to visit your school. And we're out and about at a school in Wickford yesterday. Bromford's, to be precise.
We are now in Wickford in another science classroom, and I'm kind of glad I've had my breakfast, Ben.
The strangest thing is we spoke about like memorable science lessons from school, and one of them was dissection. And here we are in the middle of it.
Who have we got here? What's your name?
Oliver.
So just talk us through what you're doing here today.
So I'm cutting open the heart so I can look inside and the different chambers of the heart.
This isn't a lesson for everyone. How do you feel about doing it?
I quite like it. I think it's quite cool. It's pretty similar to what our heart would feel like, so I think that's quite cool about it.
How do you find the science lessons? Is it one of your favourite subjects?
It is, because I like to become some sort of doctor in medicine, so I enjoy doing it, especially stuff like this. So.
I was going to say, this particularly is quite suited for you then in terms of what you're interested in.
Yeah, I mean, I think the more practice I would get this kind of squeamish thing, I think the better I'll be at it if I were to do it in the future, that kind of thing.
Who have we got here?
Lauren.
And Lauren, tell us how you find doing this as a lesson.
Initially, I used to hate doing the dissections, but as I do more, being in A-level, I now really like it. It's kind of adapted how I want to go into my career, so I now want to be a paramedic. And so now, like, looking into the anatomy of the body, so although it's a lamb's heart, the structure's still exactly the same. So the idea of being able to understand what's going on inside the body just really intrigues me.
So these sorts of lessons and doing this subject, science, has really shaped what you're interested in and what you would like to do with your adult life.
Yeah, exactly. So when I was just learning science back in kind of like lower school, I never really had much of an idea of what I wanted to do when I left. But as I progressed through the school and found that biology was where my interest lied the most, it kind of shaped my route and like guided me towards where I wanted to go.
So more practical science going on at Bromford. Yeah. Just introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Lewis.
And Lewis, what level of science are you studying for now?
So currently doing A-levels at school. A-level.
So yeah. You liked it. When did you have a love for science then?
Definitely just through the whole way through school. But when we got to the fun stuff, like obviously dissections, I think that just makes it like fun for you to see it actually what you've learnt in the textbook in real life.
So you've gone on to take science at A-level. What do you hope this means for you later on in life?
Hopefully university. I'm hoping to do biochemistry. So I take biology, chemistry and maths. I think my teachers have sort of inspired me to sort of get the amalgamation of all of them.
And so that can lead to so many careers then, can't it? Have you got any in mind?
I have a researcher industry. It's, for example, paracetamol, like the capsule is in, and how that dissolves in the body is one of the industry things I could do. Or research cancer drugs.
And who have we got here? What is your name?
Megan O'Reilly.
And Megan, I'm a little bit squeamish, Megan. How are you coping?
I'm actually coping fine. I was a little bit squeamish at first, to be honest, but I've kind of gotten over that.
And what do you like about science in particular?
I think to me it's just personally an interesting subject. Like, I'm personally passionate about it. And as well, there aren't that many women in science, which is kind of inspiring me to possibly pursue a career in science.
And you're doing GCSE now. What do you hope to do from then on?
Think about pursuing A-levels. I'm possibly thinking chemistry because that's my favourite.
And you haven't stopped doing the dissection whilst we've been talking to you. That is how focused you are.
Yeah, I absolutely love this kind of thing.
So if you are working at a school, anything to do with a school, get in touch. Benson, Benson@bbc.co.uk. We could be coming to your school next.